وصلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. This night of Jumu'ah is a blessed night. There's a lot of barakah in this night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and every good deed. يروي الإمام البيهقي في مسنده بسند حسن عن خالد بن الوليد رضي الله عنه قال. Hadith denying collection of Imam al-Bayhaqi, and he has a couple of collections. I think this is in the Sunan. And it is narrated to us with a reasonable chain of narration by Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid. Khalid ibn Walid does not have a lot of hadith, if any at all, that are narrated through him. And this is really not much of a hadith as much as it is him telling us his story, like how he accepted Islam. And it's a long story. I'm just going to take a little piece of it that I memorized when I was a kid, and I somehow I've never forgot it. And it's just something in it that it just tells you something about his wisdom, alayhi salatu wasalam, and knowing how to speak to people, when and what to say, and just this mastery of the craft. And this is what Sayyidina Khalid said. قَالَ لَمَّا دَخَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَكَّةَ فِي عُمْرَةِ الْقَضِيَّةِ تَغْيَبْتُ فَلَمْ أَشْهَدْ دُخُولَهُ. The Prophet alayhi salam, when he entered for the Umrah of Al-Qadiyya, so when he came for Salah Hudaybiyah, he was coming for Umrah, right? And they didn't let him come in. They signed the treaty of Hudaybiyah. He went back again the year after with the Umrah. It was called Umratul Qadiyya in the seventh year of his Hijrah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he entered for the Umrah, and Khalid said, "I wasn't there. I didn't witness him coming in." فكان معه فكان أخي الوليد ابن الوليد ممن دخل مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يومها فطلبني فلم يجدني. And my brother الوليد ابن الوليد, who's younger than Khalid, he was a Muslim and he entered Mecca with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام during Umrah. And he looked for me. He asked where I want to see my brother, and he didn't find me. فكتب إلي كتابا. So he wrote a letter to me. قال فيه. And this is what he said. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما بعد. فإني لم أرى أعجب من ذهاب رأيك عن الإسلام وعقلك عقلك ومثل الإسلام يجهله أحد. So this is what he wrote in this letter. He said, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. أما بعد. I've never seen anything that is weirder to me in my life than how your mind has not found Islam yet. This is the weirdest thing to me. And your intellect is your intellect. I mean, I've known you, you're the smartest person I know, and you have not found Islam yet. I this is the weirdest thing to me. I've never seen anything like it in my life. You're too smart not to see this. And the likes of Islam is not going to be missed by anyone who has intellect, is what his brother is saying. وَقَدْ سَأَلَنِي عَنْكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام asked me about you. خلاص. It fixed the problem. وقد سألني عنك رسول الله فقال أين خالد. He came with, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام entered Mecca with me, he asked me, where is خالد. فقلت يأتي الله به. So I answered him, I said, Allah will bring him. فقال ما مثله يجهل الإسلام. Someone like him cannot miss Islam. ولو أنه جعل نكايته وجده المسلمين على المشركين لكان خيرا له ولقدمناه على غيره. And if he put all the effort that he has, all of his wit and all of his abilities on the side of the Muslims against their enemies, it would have been better for him. And had he come to us, if he was to come to me, I will give him status. لقدمناه على غيره. فقال, and that's the quote of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So he continues with his brother. وقال فاستدرك يا أخي ما قد فاتك ولقد فاتتك مواطن صالحة. You need to make up for the time that you've missed, my brother, and you have missed some important moments. You've missed important things. قال فلما جاء, this is Khalid speaking now, that's the end of the letter. قال فلما جاءني كتابه نشط وزادت رغبتي للخروج إلى الإسلام. ونشط للخروج وزادت رغبتي في الإسلام. When I received the letter, it gave me this energy to get up and go to Medina. And it gave me this willingness to accept Islam. And the story obviously continues. And Khalid would meet Amr and others, and they would go to Medina to accept Islam. But this is how Khalid explains the beginning of it. It was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asking about him. Where is Fulan? He's too, says something nice about him. Now, through a word, through a compliment in the midst of a life that probably is filled with a lot of back and forth and a lot of contradictions and failures and sorrows and fears and pains, he got to hear a nice word from someone who had status. And it fell in his heart. And it opened a door that had been closed for Sayyidina Khalid for a long time. Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, he accepted late. He came in late. He came in late. It was like the eighth year of Hijrah. Only 3 years with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as a Muslim. Right? He came in late. He missed so much. The door was closed for him. The door wasn't open. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam never lost hope in him. He always hoped that one day the door will open. Well, the door doesn't open on itself by itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses tools to open these doors for people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He opens doors for people, He doesn't, like, doors don't just fling open. He uses tools, He uses people to open doors for people. So be someone who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door for someone else by or through. Be the person. Like, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide someone, why not it be through you? Why not? Why does it have to be through someone else? Why can't it be through you? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant benefits, why not through you? He's going to grant this person benefit. It's just a matter of which medium. Which medium is it going to be? Be the medium, ya akhi. You get the ajr for it. It's better than doing nothing. It's better than sitting around with nothing to do. Be the medium. Just present yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants to, Allah will guide whomever He wants. And will misguide whoever He wants. Just be the medium of guidance. The Prophet alayhi sallam didn't let anything personal come between him and Khalid. And there were so many reasons for him to allow something like that to happen. But he didn't. He kept the door and he said something. He left him. He didn't have to. He didn't have to say anything nice about Khalid. Islam does not need anyone. Islam has never needed anyone. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, it's not about Islam needing him. It's about him needing Islam. It's about Khalid ibn Walid needing Islam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam having within his toolkit the ability to maybe nudge him forward. Encourage him to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he did. He said something nice. Imagine if he didn't. Now imagine Islamic history if he didn't. Imagine if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that day didn't say Aina Khalid. Where is he? Why is he not here? Someone like him should not be unknown to Islam. Someone like him should not miss Islam. He should put his effort with us. If he comes to us, we'll treat him well. Had he not said those words, it took him 3 seconds. If he didn't say those words, Al-Walid wouldn't have nothing to write in this message. And Khalid may have not. Imagine the difference. The smallest thing sometimes can make the world of difference. Sayyidina Khalid, obviously, those who studied Islamic history know what he did. Know to what degree. Sayyidina Khalid became a myth. He literally was a myth. Umar al-Khattab had to remove him. Like, he had to remove him, he had no choice. He was becoming a myth. Arab were still very, not too long ago, they were, just a decade before, they were worshipping Asnam. Arabs had not completely disconnected from this concept yet. They still haven't today, if you want my opinion. They still have not. They're not even close to getting to that. But Sayyidina Khalid was coming to the point where he was becoming a myth. People started to see him as something that he wasn't. So Sayyidina al-Khattab had to remove him. All because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in Umar al-Qadiyah said, Aina Khalid? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I find that to be a part of his da'wah concept. The theme is obviously still da'wah. And I think it's something, do that every once in a while. Ask about people. Say something nice. Compliment them. Offer them something. You'll find that opens their heart. Opens a door that's maybe closed for them. And they'll come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get the ajr of them coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَرْوِي الْإِمَامُ الْبَيْهَقِيُّ بِسَنَدٍ حَسَنٍ عَنْ خَالِدِ بْنِ الْوَلِيدِ قَالْ لما دخل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مكة في عمرة القضية تغيبت فلم أشهد دخوله فكان أخي الوليد ابن الوليد ممن دخل مع النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يومها فطلبني فلم يجدني فكتب إلي كتابا قال فيه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أما بعد فإني لم أرى أعجب من ذهاب رأيك عن الإسلام وعقلك عقلك ومثل الإسلام يجهله أحد ولقد سألني عنك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أين خالد فقلت يأتي الله به فقال ما مثله يجهل الإسلام ولو أنه جعل نكايته وجده المسلمين على المشركين لكان خيرا له ولقدمناه على غيره فاستدرك يا أخي ما قد فاتك فقد فاتتك مواطن صالحة فلما جاءني كتابه نشطت للخروج وزادني رغبة في الإسلام صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم